Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The ZANU-PF Central Committee is expected to meet next week to discuss the intensifying factionalism in the party ahead of crucial elections in December and next year.
It is the council's intention to raise the projected 274.6 million required to finance the envisaged budget, the envisaged 2014 annual expenditure totaling 273.7 million without increasing tariffs.
The Harare City Council announces a $370 million budget for 2014, indicating the local authority will not increase service charges for residents.
I think these elections really are about influence. Who will exert the stronger influence between the various factions, in fact, between the warring factions within Zambia? It's about succession.
And civil society organizations say Zimbabwe can easily settle its $10 billion external debt if it introduces strong public finance management measures. Stay tuned.
The ZANU-PF Central Committee is expected to meet next week to discuss the intensifying factionalism in the party ahead of crucial elections in December next year. Serious divisions have forced the party to postpone provincial elections in all but two provinces. Elections were held in Manicaland and Midlands provinces, but they have divided the party even further as the candidates who lost, Monica Mutangwa in Manicaland and Larima Vima in Midlands, have appealed to party bosses to nullify the elections, claiming they were rigged. Contestants in the elections are complaining about shambolic voters' rolls, rigging, vote buying and intimidation. Mutangwa and Mavima are said to be aligned to a faction led by Defence Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is involved in a turf war with Vice President Joyce Mujuru. The two have, however, vehemently denied that they are factional leaders. ZANU-PF sources tell Studio 7 that the party is expected to elevate Chairman Simon Kayamoyo to Second Deputy Secretary and automatically the country's second Vice President. But this is being resisted by some senior officials in the party, allegedly, who want to challenge him. But should Kayamoyo be elevated, the influential position of chairman will be contested, fanning factional fights in the party. Political analyst and media center director Ernest Mudzengi tells the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that failure to openly discuss Mr. Mugabe's successor is the cause of factional fighting in the party.
I think these elections really are about influence. Who will exert the stronger influence between the various factions, in fact, between the warring factions within Zambia, between the conflicting factions within Zambia? You know, it's about succession. And if you are well aligned at the provincial level, you are ahead towards the power, because we know that an elective congress is based on the provincial structures. The people from provinces are the ones who elect. For example, if we are to say that the president has to be elected, or for that matter, maybe we need to have a new national chairperson. As you are aware, the national chairperson of ZANU-PF will soon be catapulted to become the vice president. And I know for certain that there is a shoveling for power to get the national chairpersonship, and eventually even the president itself. The elective congress is based on the delegates from provinces, and the leadership in the provinces is the one that is influential in selecting the delegates who go to congress to elect the leadership. So this is all what it is about.
But how best can this issue be resolved by ZANU-PF?
What I think ZANU-PF should do, I think it should engage in open processes when choosing its leadership. It should not engage in centralist kind of processes.
That was political analyst and media center director Ernest Mudzengi in Harare.